Well, it's pretty clear that the entertainment industry has been amongst the hardest hit by the global pandemic. Hundreds of thousands of entertainers and those who support them have lost their jobs, with no sign of recovery because of ongoing COVID restrictions. A heartbreaking video has been released featuring the personal stories of Australian entertainers whose lives and livelihoods have been impacted. Kathy Van Extel has more.
If you've ever been on an Australian-run cruise ship, there's a good chance you've seen a production show by Grey Boy Entertainment. In fact, the DJ, musicians, comedians and other entertainers were probably organised by them too. Since COVID shut down the industry, Graham Gillies has been trying to keep his company afloat.
In terms of numbers, we are the major agency, so we've felt it particularly, hard. But it goes way beyond the story of Grey Boy. It's the trickle-down effect. It's the people that help us get those shows ready and the other agents that rely on the income from all of those acts that we book. It's tough times out there. I mean, I've dealt with it by reminding myself that I might be a little bit better off than some. I've been able to take advantage of JobKeeper up until a few months ago. I've got a little bit of savings, but I've started, who'd have thought it, 30 years in the industry. I started driving an Uber 2 months ago. And for the last 4 weeks, I haven't been able to do that because of a lockdown here in Sydney. So, we've all got to put food on the table. In my case, I've got three kids all doing homeschooling. There's a lot of tough stories out there, but the people in the entertainment industry, we feel like we've been allowed to slip through the cracks.
Let's give COVID its final curtain call
and go back to what we love most.
Bringing you the best art.
Recently, the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra created an ad with artists including Deborah Cheatham, Tim Mitchin, Meow Meow and dancers from the Australian Ballet to urge people to get vaccinated. It's widely acknowledged that all of the big arts companies and productions are doing it tough. But largely flying under the radar are the myriad of people like Graham Gillies in the entertainment industry, in medium or small tier companies, as well as individuals in the gig economy.
There's one difference between me and Justin Bieber. I've actually got talent.
James Buster, self-described as Australia's madman of comedy and juggling, has made a living for decades from cruise ship and corporate gigs, as well as touring England with variety shows. The past 18 months have been a struggle. Since the end of the first lockdown, he's had just 5 gigs. And before the current Sydney lockdown, he was working at a trampoline park.
I mean, I know that I felt empty. I felt a bit worthless at the same time because there was nothing that I could do that would kind of give me that adrenaline that I had when I was on stage. So when it all disappeared, it was heartbreaking. And I broke down. As an entertainer, we live in a gig-to-gig industry. So when all of our gigs get cancelled, we don't get paid a cent for them. But when the lockdowns end and everyone else or most businesses can kind of go back to a semi-normal, we can't. It's a whole lead time of arranging events and everything like that.
It's that absence of a bounce back for the entertainment industry that prompted James Buster to produce a heart-rending video for social media to highlight the ongoing plight of entertainers.
Yeah, I just don't know, what's my purpose? It's been pretty hard.
After that, I was like, my whole life is gone. And even now, still just sitting here.
We all just stopped. We just stopped existing. Everything we believed in and everything we knew just didn't exist anymore.
Other industries are opening up, ours is very much not.
The video features the stories of 24 entertainers. James Buster says people have lost not only their livelihoods, but their identity.
It's about showing the face behind the entertainer, not the entertainer that people see on stage. To do the interviews was truly, it was heartbreaking. You see how close to home it hits for every entertainer. The industry, the career, the everything is just gone. And it's just that everyone kind of, the general consensus from the video was that everyone just felt empty and was like, well, what am I supposed to do? And I think that's the hardest thing is that there's nothing we can really do because it's out of our control. We can't make the government change their mind about how they support the arts. And we do feel like we are the forgotten industry.
Emma Black is among those in the video. She's a producer and professional circus performer based in Brisbane. And even though Queensland has been less impacted by lockdowns, there's little work.
I normally do a lot of corporate entertainment, but because events were shut down and that's all sort of gone to the wind, it's slowly picking up, but it's very up and down. You can't plan for the future. You never know what's coming around the corner. There's definitely a hesitation, and if they do put things on, it's very last minute.
Many entertainers question why governments have supported big sporting events and competitions. Emma Black says the entertainment sector is being ignored.
Sport has taken over. Basically, everyone cares about the sports, and the restrictions are moved and lifted because of one sports game, but theatres and live music and that sort of thing, it feels like nobody cares. It feels like nobody's supporting anyone. There's no funding going into it. Yeah, it's just not valued as much as sport.
A recent Australia Institute report warns the arts and cultural industry is facing big casualties, calling for a total public-led reboot of funding. It estimates the sector employs more than 350,000 people and contributed more than $17 billion to the economy before COVID. The report describes the government's $250 million stimulus program as falling far short of its glossy announcement because of a slow rollout and patchy distribution. Graham Gillies says he's seen no benefit from the stimulus program.
I feel that entertainment has slipped through the cracks. Many entertainers didn't qualify anyway for JobKeeper. I don't think the overall package that the Prime Minister set out with a rather, you know, glossy attempt, I think, you know, Guy Sebastian was with him at that big launch. I don't think that's touched people that really need it.
So what's the answer here?
Well, I think it's to try and remove some of the uncertainty. I think for any promoter or individual entertainer trying to look to stage a show, you know, we need to know the borders nationally are going to remain open. You know, we need to create that bubble. And sure, there's going to be a certain amount of vaccinations needed before that could be done with confidence. When we look at what's happening in Sydney right now and the immediate move for pretty much the rest of the country to shut us out. So once we've got the confidence, I think people like me, producers, promoters, we'll be able to stage and plan shows, you know, start to sell venues, get tickets sold and start to re-employ people. But right now, you know, your medium-sized players like myself, we've already been smashed. So we can't put money on the table to try to engage entertainers and all the support people, only to fear that, you know, in 2 months' time, we could all shut down again.
That's Graham Gillies, owner of Grey Boy Entertainment, ending that report from Cathy Van Extel. And, yep, the entertainment industry, and it's so many people. It's the company owners, it's the actors, the performers, it's the technicians, people who own those venues. It's all sorts of people around it. Really, really tough to have to tough it out during this pandemic. We're not getting a lot of help.